In the eastern region, Joseph Boakye Dankwedu's death came as a great shock to the citizenry in the area. The people said the MP's death has put them in a dilemma. A number of people could not go about their normal duties due to the tragic story. Our eastern regional correspondent Kwame Nauduma reports from the constituency.
Due to the tragic incident that occurred this morning, most of the activities were brought to a halt. Even pupils in the big schools could not go to school. All of them had come out and then watching what was happening in town, as many people were singing dirges for other folk songs and even wailing for Lucy's sex dynamic leader, being the mouthpiece for the constituent, that is Ebuakwa North constituency of the Eastern Region. And majority of them were describing him as someone who was really helping them a lot. Even the school also testified that he had initiated a project for them, and the churches were also praising him for assisting them whenever they called on him. And many people, including even the party officials, were thinking of how to get a substitute like that to contest the seat. Now, when it comes to the by-elections, as well as the general elections taking off in November this year. So it has been a big blow to them. And a number of them are in the Ebuakwa North constituency chairman, Mr. Sare. He was also saying that, in fact, he is still acting as a Dalton Thomas because of what is happening. Because just last Saturday, they attended a meeting at a funeral and other gatherings that no single activity connected with the constituency or the party will J.B. Dankwa be absent. So as at now, they are so doubtful until they hear finally that a team from Accra meets them to see that, oh, this is confirmed information that J.B. Dankwa is no more with them and he has joined the change above. Madam Teresa Bruce Afua is the headmistress of Old Afo Presby Primary. The one I came and I saw is that there has been a divided attention. The classrooms are all empty because the children have been out of their rooms and then watching what is happening. So the headmistress is to give us the vivid account of what is really happening in the classroom.
Because of the death, everything is disorganized. The pupils, they are all sad about the incident that has just occurred. We heard it this morning. It has interrupted our classes. So while we don't know what to do and we don't have the audacity to close, we still have to be in school and see what we can do. In fact, even he has started a raise the 10-seater WC. It was almost at the finishing touch. And he has promised to give us a polytank. So we were waiting. All of a sudden, we heard the news. So we are all sad, very, very sad.
Mr. Odro, you are here as a spokesperson for the family and the community as well. Could you tell us how you felt when you were told about the death or when you heard of the death of the MP, who is the mouthpiece for the people in this constituency?
I was listening to CTFM when the first news item that came out, and I started receiving calls from family and friends about this tragic event.
And since then, what has been the mood in this community that is Old Safo, which is part of the Ebuakwa North?
The whole community is upset, the whole community, because we never expected such a thing to happen, especially at this time of the year, when he just left us 4 days ago after attending a funeral of a late chief. And so nobody expected such a thing to happen to him. And this is very tragic and very unfortunate at this time of the year for the young and aspiring and of this area. So we are shocked. We are devastated. But most of the family members are in Accra. So we are holding forth here and they are going about doing their things there. And then when they come, then they pass on the news to us and we know what to do with this.
I'm currently at the party secretariat, that is the Ebuakwa North constituency. And I've met the party chairman, Douglas Asare, to tell us the story about this unprecedented incident that has happened in our area. Mr. Douglas Asare, how did you feel when you heard it this morning?
Shock, shock, shock. Unexpected. Because I don't expect JP to die now. He has been the pillar of the party, has been the father of the party, and now everything. So I don't know what to say. It's just a shock. I can't say anything again. It's just a shock. Because he's doing everything for the party in the constituency in terms of material aspect, financially, everything. Vulnerables have been vulnerables. Widows, widow, everybody. So we have lost a great son, a great friend, a great patriot.
You are the late J.B. Dankwa has been in the parliament house for some time. What peculiar thing can you testify about him? Some of the plus or feathers in his cap. He's so affable.
He moves with everybody. He's so obvious. He's no respecter of person. And so whenever he's in town, you see everybody going around him because he's so charitable. He does money to anybody he comes to pay. And so he's very much received whenever he comes downtown.
So how do you describe this demise to you as an individual and the family as well as the entire community, especially the old staff?
It's a shocking news because see, when the young die, it's so devastating. The old ones are there. They're counting down their days. So like a young and budding person like this to lose his life at this crucial time of the year is very, very devastating to the family, to the friends, and to the township and the community.
Some of the party executives are saying that the teachers and other persons who are also showing concern about that, one like Mr. Franco Drew, who was once a pilot in Nkrumah's regime and the head teacher of the school, as well as the party chairman, and they also raised their concerns about the death of J.B. Dankwa. After going around, some people who were able to speak in an interview with Radio Ghana, these were the issues that they raised about the death of their parliamentarian Joseph Bwachi Dankwa Edu at Old Tafo and Kokorontumi. I am Kwame Onoma, reporting for Radio Ghana in the Eastern Region.